You know what that sound is? It's a blimp. Not that kind of blimp. Not the spy balloon or whatever else has been floating around lately and in the news. No, this is a very famous blimp. This is the Goodyear blimp coming in for a landing. Because today, you and I are going up. We're going to take a ride. We're going to float around lighter than air. Because I've got questions. Hello again, it's me. Sorry about the voice, I've got a little bit of a frog. Should we do a show on frogs? Well, today we're not. We're doing a show on blimps because I'm a big fan. I thought maybe I liked them before. They'd go by and I'd point. Seemed kind of fun. But if you ever have the opportunity to go blimping, which I think is not a word, go, do it. It's fun. It's not like other things. The Goodyear blimp today. Blue, yellow, and gray. You've seen this. Says Goodyear on the side. It's Americana. Because it's always over big events. I see it go by downtown LA all the time. And its base is in Carson, California, not too far away. So that's how we ended up on the blimp. Well, on one of the blimps.
Three in the United States. We have one branded flying around Europe.
And who is this?
William Bayless, Chief Pilot, Wingfoot 3.
Yep, that's the one I went on. First thing to understand, not a lot of blimps left. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you saw one go by? So that actually means that Goodyear has the majority of the world's blimps.
I mean, regularly active right now. We're the only ones active in North America. So three here. There's two actively flying in Europe, and there may be one or two more Asia and Australia.
Little bit about them. 250 feet long, almost 60 feet tall, three engines, top speed 73 miles per hour. And since it's me, we're going to get nerdy. Blimp, dirigible, what is this thing?
So I'll give you the rundown here. Dirigible is kind of all-encompassing.
It's a steerable airship. You see, balloons, they go with the wind. Airships can land where they take off.
But there's three types. So the old one that we used to fly that we retired, they're all in museums now, the GZ-20 Alpha model. You can imagine what the GZ stood for. That's Goodyear Zeppelin. What we're currently flying, although we still call it the Goodyear blimp, because Goodyear semi-rigid airship doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Pause, because I love that so much. I made a joke to a friend before going. He was like, "Hor, hor, hor, they're not going to say that," except they said it, and that's what it is, technically, the Goodyear semi-rigid airship.
It's carbon fiber and aluminum structure running nose to tail. That's how we mount the engines, the internal structure, the fuel tanks inside. And then the third one is a rigid airship. So those are the ones kind of that you saw in the 30s. Hindenburg. Those are three times as long as what we're looking at right now. 700, 800 feet long.
And about that, about the H word, does anybody say it?
Funny story, actually. This gave a ride to a lady in Kansas a few months ago, and she wore a Hindenburg t-shirt on the ride.
Like what kind of gift shop was she at, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we get asked about it all the time, but there's a big difference between hydrogen and helium.
They use helium. And how much is in there?
Just under 2 million birthday balloons worth.
2 million birthday balloons. Now, let's talk about getting on the thing.
That's the way we'll load them, 2, 1. Please make sure that the first person that goes gets maybe like 3 seconds.
That's our last little safety briefing as it came in. I had a group of five, and we're out in this big field. Giant plastic mat covers it 600 feet around. And we walk out as the blimp comes in, coming in right on top of you, and it looks huge. I'm going to say blimp interchangeably with airship because it's fine. And you walk out as it comes in, and it's loud. Those engines are loud. At least when you're outside, they're loud. So there's half a dozen people out there, crew members, and one of them is just in charge of us. You heard her maneuvering our little group, all of us in a line as the blimp sort of drifts on in. Little to the left, guys, little to the right, because they can get it pretty close. Yeah, they can get it onto the pad. But again, it's a balloon in the wind, so if you're going to get on these stairs, you're going to have to adjust yourself. You want links to the old days? There's a big line that hangs off the nose. That can anchor it down, and then it's one person off, one person on. You keep the weight the same so it doesn't start to tilt one way or the other. And that is another reminder that this is so different than a plane. So different than what we're used to.
Hi there, welcome aboard. Take any available seat, please fasten your seatbelt.
Now we're inside the gondola. It's nice. Business class, not economy. It's got like suede walls, windows all over the place, a big picture window in the back. Some of them open up so you get fresh air. In the front, the cockpit, pilot and the co-pilot looks just like an airplane. Screens and buttons all over the place. And when you're flying, apparently it's sort of like a plane, sort of like a helicopter, sort of like a boat.
Takeoff and landing, that's what makes this special. So the side engines are vectorable, kind of like an Osprey from 0 to 120 degrees. I know those propellers look small because they're on a huge blimp. Those are 9-foot diameter composite propellers. And then we've got what's very special about this airship is that aft engine, two propellers back there. So one of them facing us sideways. It's kind of like a stern thruster on a boat. And then the one that you see facing backward now, that's kind of what it would look like if we were flying through the air dynamically like an airplane, actually as a pusher. But when we take off and land, we vector that propeller down 90 degrees so it's pointed at the ground. And that helps us control the pitch.
You got that? You following? Summary, they can angle those engines all around, push in the direction they want to go. We sort of took off diagonally. It was like a plane. They tilted the engines, and then the blimp naturally wanted to float up anyway, right? So there we went. It was smooth. It can get bumpy, but our ride was really peaceful. We actually went up a little bit when we went over to some refineries because you're surfing the air. So we rode the thermals. It's quiet in there. Think of a car maybe at highway speed. I was piggybacking on a charity flight over Long Beach. The next day for these guys, it was golf coverage in San Diego.
It's always different. It's never the same. I've got a lot of memories, but flying this up to Canada was really cool. Getting inspected by customs. I mean, it's just so different being in an airship. You know, we cross the border and we travel. It's like a carnival. We've got 8 vehicles.
Right. Unlike a balloon, he can land where he wants to. He can get there, but he's still got to have people on the ground to catch him, to bring him in. So all the border people are like, what's your business in Canada? And everybody in the trucks points up. They say, that guy, we're with that thing. We got to get to the other side. There's a lot he thinks about that we don't. Well, we're just kind of enjoying what we watch on TV. They got to keep the shark out of the shot. That's what they call their shadow. The big blimp shadow. It's the blimp shark. It follows them.
Specific to TV, you know, people just think, you know, we're just doing circles up there, and there's a lot of other things. Talking to air traffic control, like all other pilots. We're also listening live to the network director, as are our cameramen. Golf is probably the toughest event, at least pilot-wise, that we cover. There's a lot of hovering involved, and, you know, you have to get the right sun angle to get that ball flying through the air as we do.
And those people are the Goodyear people getting the shots. It's not the TV guys. They've got their own. How'd William get this job? Well, he was in flight school for commercial pilots. Saw an ad and thought, well, that seems kind of out there. One thing leads to another. Lots of on-the-job training, because where else are you going to fly blimps? And here he is as we come in for a landing. Sometimes there's a hangar. The other places with the blimps, they have these. But in Carson, it's a big semi-truck with a huge mast on it and these legs that kind of brace it on the ground. That's where they rev up the engines and very carefully get it close. And then you sort of get reeled in with that rope. And then it's one person off, weight bags on, so they can balance, so they can keep it level. Because at this point, you're also just a giant windsock.
You know, the best way I can explain it is any airship. When it's filled with helium, it's a living, breathing thing. The volume, everything's constantly changing, temperature, pressure. It heats up, it cools down.
Helium sensitive to temperature, so it'll expand, it'll contract when the sun goes down, when the sun comes up. Also, again, there's wind, so this thing moves around. That's why it has 600 feet in a circle, because it goes around that circle sometimes. And that's why there's always someone there 24/7 with the blimp. They'll even fly it on the mast if the winds kick up. They'll angle those engines and kind of ride the wave, all to make sure that when people get there the next day, they don't go, where is the blimp?
Wait on, wait off the ship. It's a very important job, whoever's watching.
All this stuff we don't think about, which is why I, at least, every time I see it go by, I do the exact same thing. You, there next to me, look, we have a blimp.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that doesn't get old, you know, especially when we've got all the tourists out here in L.A. and the beaches that are packed in the summer, and we'll cruise, you know, down the beach, and I've got my blimp shadow, right, going across everyone's sunbathing, and they look up and they go, ah, it's the blimp. There's still romance in anything airships.
Ah, it's the blimp. That was fun. Thanks for listening. And now, you know when they say aerial coverage provided by Goodyear, there's a whole lot more going on. Thanks to Goodyear for the ride, by the way. You got more questions? Let's go. I've got questions at odyssey.com. And hear me on the news. KNX News, 97.1 FM, weekday mornings. Turn the thing off. We'll talk next week.